Hey, it's me again. Just confirming that the address you gave me was correct, because I don't think this looks like a house that a TA would own. No, you do not need to remind me. I'm aware that you went out on a limb for me, and I don't need another ethical lecture from you. Just confirm. All right. That's the place. Yeah. See you tomorrow. Dickhead. Oh, man. That pork chop's really fucking sloppy, and she is not sloppy at anything she does. Don't tell me it's true. Please, please, please. All right. Just get to the door. Get to the door, knock on it, pray she doesn't live with her parents, or it's going to be more unprofessional and awkward than it already fucking is. Okay. Oh, I hate the part between knocking and waiting for them to get to the fucking door. It's so awkward. Why is nobody right about this? Hey. I just came to check on you because you didn't come into work, but by the look of things, that was the correct decision. You okay? Yeah. Somehow I got the feeling. I'm guessing the drinks at my place weren't the last drinks you had. Excuse me? Don't fucking say that. Don't tell me you did it before. We need to talk. Can I come inside? I let you inside last night. Just let me in. And let's talk. There is a world of things to talk about. Please. Please. Let me in. Thank you. Look, I saw the way your car is parked. How could you do this? It's irresponsible. I didn't know that you'd already been drinking. I would have taken the couch. Yeah, and what did you want? How have I been doing anything but acknowledging you? How has our relationship been anything but my acknowledgement of you? I didn't pick you out of a fucking hat. You're brilliant. No, it's not all, but it's all it can be. You are so many things, but you are also my employee. You are in a vulnerable position. Yes, like last. And if you had told me that you had already been drinking, I would not have told you to drive home. Because it's irresponsible. I told you that last night. Unless on the off chance you forgot everything from last night, in which case, God, thank the heavens for something. I don't want to have to keep repeating myself. I don't want anyone driving drunk. Because you could hurt somebody. Yes, including yourself. Yes, it is the societal responsibility that weighs so heavily on me. I don't want to contribute to that trash out there. Of course, that's what I'm worried about. Of course, I'm worried about you! Last night was not an indication that I don't care. If anything, it was a tacit admission that I do. I don't want to lose you. I can't do that. I have a career. I have a mission. Yes. And you told me that you shared it. To demonstrate to the world that classic literature is not a thing of the past. It is an active beast in our wilderness. I know that you don't want to talk about it. I've gotten that impression from the bourbon you decided to chug at my place. I just wanted... All of this can just be the same. It can. We don't have to think about it. Look, I acknowledge everything about you, but this can be one thing that we don't acknowledge. One thing that we just let go, and we decide not to let it affect us going forward. We continue with the mission. Yes! Because what else can there be? No. There cannot be an us. I can't take advantage of you like this. I would be. I know you think that. But you're just passionate about the same things, and it's infecting the way you think about the rest of our dynamic. I'm not... Of course, I feel that way about you. Stop. You're breaking me down, Jesus Christ. Which way's the bed? Because we gotta get right to it. Lead me. Watch it, watch it. Your bedroom is so fucking cute. I just... nothing. What? Nothing. It's just cute. I didn't expect it. I don't know. It's just so prim and proper and professional, and you're so classy. I guess every character ever written has different sides to them. Every good character ever written. And I knew damn well you were no Mary Sue, didn't I? Do you really want this? Thank God. Well, you better join me, otherwise it's going to be real awkward standing here naked alone. No, I can help. Fuck. Jesus. You are... I was right to be very distracted by you the brief time I taught you. Not that I think I taught you a damn thing. Fine. In that case, let's talk about how much I want to kiss down that entire fucking body. I want to tongue every inch of you. It means I want your first time with me to actually be good, so I think you should sit on the bed. Spread your legs. Let me get down between them and show you what it is all these years of experience afford me. You ready? And I thought you only smelled good. My fucking lord. You don't have to keep your hands on your sides. You can. You caught on quick. Good God. Your nails feel good. All those books we read. And really, it's the wordless things that leave us breathless, isn't it? That was quite a twitch. You know I can tell when you're lying by now, right? I'm not gonna stop looking at you. Hey. You watch me do this. Or I stop. I don't want you lost in some fantasy. You're mine now. You wouldn't be close, would you? You wouldn't come all over a man's tongue with no warning. It's okay. I want it. Pulling my hair. Look. Give it to me. Clean up. I figure you've been subservient to me for a couple months now. The least I can do is get on my knees for you. Again. Okay. What? No, my tongue is not tired. My tongue is fucking aching for more of this. I have been waiting for the fucking chance to worship a part of you besides your mind. Less reactive. Put my thumb on your clit this time. That should help. Because I want your cum. I want more of it. All of it. I love that twitch. I said I love that twitch. Lets me know I'm doing it good. Are you really gonna fucking I see what kind you are. Oh, no, it's okay. Squeeze my head with them. I want more. Come for me. Come. If you want three. Okay. Yeah, you did kind of fuck my glasses up a little bit there. It's not so bad. I can still see the parts of you that matter. God. You've always been so fucking stunning. But you blissed out like that, naked with your legs spread. God. We better get you in a different position or I really am gonna go diving again. The old man in the sea. What?